Hello and welcome to another episode of Sunparks Podcasts. My name is Pukela Lebeya. Today we are here at the Kruger National Park, Letaba Rest Camp at the Letaba Elephant Museum with Ms. Kester Redman, Interpretive Officer and Coordinator of the Imagine Tuskers Project, to talk about the upcoming Tuskers Quest project. Ms. Kester, welcome and thank you for taking time to speak to us.
Pleasure.
Imagine Tuskers Project, can you give us a little background of what this project is about?
Okay, the Imagine Tuskers Project has been ongoing officially and unofficially for close on 20 years. It's to do with the big tuskers that you will find in the Kruger National Park. It is a research-based project, so we are compiling an official database through visitor sightings of all the big tuskers in the park. So we have an active database on specifically locations, dates, times, which gives us a lot of information about movement of these big tuskers, what the drivers are in that respect. And the project essentially survives to a large degree because of the public interest.
Okay.
The tuskers do create a lot of interest for our tourists, and it is a wonderful way of actually bringing awareness,
yes,
of elephant and the big tuskers in terms of our visiting community members as well as guests to the park.
Okay. So tell us about the Magnificent Seven.
The Magnificent Seven is probably what actually kicked off the passion about tuskers. The Magnificent Seven were seven elephants in the 80s that were named by then the park warden, Tolpinon.
Okay.
And it was along with scientist then Anthony Hall Martin, and they chose seven very sort of significantly endowed elephants with tusks of interest.
Yes.
And they created awareness campaign. And this was around the time when the elephant poaching was at a high point within the Kruger National Park, and it was to bring awareness to the world. And these were seven elephants of immense length, weight.
Yes.
And they are what started and coined a lot of the tuskers for the,
yes,
future. You know, they currently displayed, with an exception of one, in the Letaba Elephant Hall.
Yes.
Unfortunately, Zhao broke his tusks before he passed away, so he unfortunately isn't displayed. But I mean, you're talking the 80s, and we're looking back almost 40 years that these guys came to being, and they still enthrall people, and it's never really died down. The interest has just carried on.
Yes. Okay. What are the current tuskers, and how many are they?
The current tuskers are the new era.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's the tuskers that are at present in the park. We have, I think it's 21 at the moment that are named.
Okay.
Of the 21, five are female tuskers, which is quite unusual. They're not quite on the same sort of level as the male tuskers.
Okay.
The males tend to carry much heavier and longer ivory, but there are females that are unusually large in terms of our general population.
Okay.
Yeah, so the current tuskers are who we're watching at the moment. They are the elephants that have shown growth and potential, and we've either monitored them for a certain length of time and then decided that they are at the point where they're growing and they should be named, or they have appeared. You know, sometimes these guys,
yes,
do hide pretty well and just appear with big tusks. So they are who's qualified, you know, the ones who have the big ivory.
Okay. So what is the difference between Imagine Tuskers and Tuskers?
Okay. An emerging tusker is an elephant with potential.
Okay.
So an emerging tusker would be one that extends a meter to a meter and a half from the lip line. So he would grab your attention.
Okay.
But he doesn't have the length of the current tuskers. And so we would watch him. We would create what we call monitoring files.
Okay.
And we keep an eye on them.
Because
they're nice enough to stop you in your tracks, but not quite. When you think of the Magnificent Seven and what you're seeing in the hall,
okay,
they're not quite on that level yet. So we don't name them, but we will monitor them.
Okay.
And then a tusker is then the sort of end point. So your tusker is then somebody who exceeds a meter and a half of the lip line.
Okay.
He's shown growth. So we've either monitored for some time, and our photographic evidence can actually show the development. So we realize that he's hit that growing point, so then he would be named.
Okay.
So then he is what we would call a current tusker. So he's no longer emerging, he's got there.
Okay. So who decides on whether a particular elephant qualifies to be a tusker or not?
As a coordinator of the project, I keep the files.
Okay.
So most of the data is submitted to me. So as an elephant begins developing, I will take note, and then I escalate based on that. So as a tusker starts showing growth, then I will escalate him in terms of the monitoring.
Yes.
And say, this is now somebody we're watching closely, he's showing development, we need to pay attention to him.
Yes.
And when it gets to a point that we have a full series, what we call it, so we have got all the identifying markers, we've got a good set of photographic evidence, so side profiles, front profiles, everything, we've got proof of the growth, that he is still developing, we then look, and then we call on the committee, we have an actual forum committee, and they will then assess whether they agree with me or not.
Okay.
And ultimately the committee decides as a group who qualifies and who doesn't.
Okay. How can the members of the public be involved in this project?
Okay, the members of the public are actually integral to the project because they are the people on the ground.
Okay.
They are the ones who are covering the park top to bottom, and they're certainly out there a lot more than we are. So for them to contribute, it's basically photographs. So if you see anybody who you think has potential or whether he is a big tusker, you would submit your photos, making sure of recording the location,
yes,
your time of your sighting, you know, any other specific interest points that we can add to the database. And you would then either submit it. There's two ways you can submit, either to the tuskers@sandparks.org email address. That is a non-response email address. So
okay,
if you know who the elephant is or you don't want a response, you can submit there.
Okay.
However, if you want a response about who it might be, or if you'd like information as to does this elephant qualify or not, they can email me directly. But we encourage the public. We would really appreciate any input that the public has.
Okay. So you're currently embarking on a journey of looking for these tuskers. What are you aiming to achieve out of this project?
We decided to do this a while ago because it sort of came to my attention that a lot of people don't really understand the Tuskers project. They see it as a photographic thing where you're just submitting pictures and it's nice to do.
Yes.
So I really wanted to create the understanding that there's more to these guys than just long tusks.
Yes.
And by bringing the group that we've actually put together is very specifically chosen in that we've got the forum representatives, we've got people who work on Facebook, we've got our e-business,
yes,
people here, we've got a section ranger here who's particularly passionate about the project. So by helping create awareness and knowledge of the project between this group,
yes,
we're hoping to then spread further. So as much as it's a tusker quest and it would be lovely to find as many tuskers as we can, it is also about creating that understanding and the knowledge
and awareness
of what actually goes into,
yes,
the project. That it's not,
yes,
just about sending us photos, that there is research involved and that what people are contributing has immense value to us.
Okay. So which specific tusker are you hoping to see on your journey?
At this stage, any. We'd be happy to see any.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm embarking on this with specific interest in seeing that one of the tuskers known as Jinzulu Zulu.
Okay.
He seems to be quite a popular tusker, and he's one of the few I actually haven't seen of the new era. So for me, it would be quite a big thing to see him. One of the other ones I'm particularly keen to see is an elephant known as Nkombu.
Oh, okay.
And one of the reasons behind Nkombu is he actually wasn't named by us. He was named by a different project, and he was one of the collared bulls out of this project. But he has very uniquely developed into a big tusker unexpectedly. And I managed to see him when he was a young boy, and he had less than meter long tusks, and his tusks are now virtually on the ground. So for me to be able to close the cycle and see him now as a big tusker would be great. But I'll take what I can get.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much for the invite in your quest for Kruger Tuskers, and everything of the best in your journey.
You're absolutely welcome. I hope you enjoy it.
Yes.
And become a cheerleader for the Tuskers project.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.